Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There were demonstrations nationwide this weekend to protest the death of Tyre Nichols. The 29-year-old man was killed by police in Memphis, and the video of his death was made public on Friday. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and the city's police commissioner say this underscores the importance of moving forward with police reforms here. WBUR's Walter Ruthman reports community advocates believe there's a lot of work to do.
City leaders gathered in Chinatown Sunday morning to celebrate Lunar New Year. But many people were thinking about Memphis after the release of the police video showing the brutal beating of Nichols at the hands of five police officers. Police Commissioner Michael Cox said he was grappling with what he saw in the video.
I can't put into words, and I won't even try. That's how bad it is. And for me, you know, I won't even try. Not today.
Mayor Wu called the video a horror.
It shows how much work we have to do as a country and as a society.
But Wu said she's confident in the police reform process underway in the city.
I feel so lucky that the standards that we have here, the level of professionalism and accountability and community-connected focus, puts us at a different starting point than many places around the country.
Boston implemented a slate of reforms after the police killing of George Floyd in 2020. There's a new online dashboard tracking things like how often police use their firearms and when they stop to interrogate people. There's also an expanded body camera program and a new Office of Police Accountability and Transparency. But a year into its existence, that office had only reviewed a handful of cases.
You know, it takes a minute to get the engines fired up, so I understand that, but I am still dismayed at what I would say is kind of a overall lackluster presence.
That's Jamal Crawford. He served on the Boston Police Reform Task Force, the body that came up with recommendations for reform. Crawford says Boston also needs to reckon with the cases of people who were killed by police here.
We need a deep dive, I believe, a study and research and an admission and an apology of what has already occurred in Boston.
Across town at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, the Reverend Jeffrey Brown said Nichols' death made him feel hopeless.
Despite the promises of reform, that despite the promises of change, at any one point of time, a black man can be in a car, get stopped by police, and could die.
Reverend Brown is a longtime community organizer and was part of the dramatic decrease in youth violence in the 90s. He urged his congregation to draw strength from faith.
That when evil comes our way, that we don't bow to the evil, that we don't acquiesce to the evil, that we got to stand up and say, for God I live, and for God I will die.
Brown said there were protests and promises after the death of George Floyd. It's time those promises are kept. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Ruthman.
Your hands.